They have food, water, and medicine passed through tiny boreholes, even rosary beads, blessed by Pope Benedict. Yesterday, the 33 trapped miners received messages of hope and support delivered personally by four men who can empathize with their plight as few others can. Ramon Sabela, Pedro Alcorta, Jose Inciarte, and Gustavo Servino played for a rugby team whose plane crashed in the Andes in 1972. Their story was told in the book Alive. It described how they survived alone in the frozen mountains for more than 2 months before being rescued, and how some of them stayed alive by eating the flesh of their dead friends and teammates. The four ex-athletes, now middle-aged men, visited the mine yesterday and spoke to the miners by video. Gustavo Servino delivered their message of solidarity. He said, "We've come here as an act of gratitude and solidarity with the Chilean people. We've come to give them a little faith and hope, because they know we were able to survive what we went through, to say we're at their service if they need us for anything, and above all, to give support to the families outside waiting for these miners." You're listening to NPR News.